Abraham Maslow was a probably really important for veneration. He came up in 1943 with something called the pyramid, the hierarchy of needs. Anyone ever heard of Abraham Maslow hierarchy of needs? Very fundamental to understanding life and life's fulfillment. And what he came up with this pyramid of needs is that some needs in life are more important than others. So at the bottom of this pyramid, you may remember this, are physical needs. Things like home and shelter, and, transportation. But right above that are needs that are more important. That is needs of love, affection, touch. That's needed in life. And then right above that is something that's even more important. That is achievement and accomplishing goals. That's good. And at the very top of the pyramid is something called, kind of a fancy term, it's called self-actualization. That's when you reach your full potential. The skills and talents that you have, you've reached your peak, and you've fully attained everything in life. And for 40 years, people were told, if you hit the top of the pyramid, you've lived a fulfilled life. In the last 20 years, psychologists have just been reading Maslow. Maybe you've not heard this, but I was just reading this last month. They now say that there's a higher level on the pyramid. Self-actualization. Discovering your talents and abilities and being able to use them is no longer the highest point of self-fulfillment. You know what it is? When you help someone else reach their full potential, that's now the highest of self-fulfillment. Helping somebody else. My friends, isn't that what serving is all about? Shining a light on someone else. Helping someone else realize their full potential. Another way to put that is this. The best way to become happy is to serve. If you don't serve, you're not going to be happy. What psychology says. So we look at these roles here. I'd like you to think about this, but in a different way. If you look at these categories, usher, greeter, reader, communion setup, communion cleanup, flowers, fellowship. Sometimes we look at this list and we say, oh gosh, they're droning on about this again. Or no one else is going to do it, I better do it. Or, okay, I signed up, I should do it. No, do it differently. Serving means highlighting somebody else. That is fulfillment for each one of us. That's when we'll be our happiest. Serving is actually really something easy to talk about at church. Guess why? Because Jesus, that's what he did. He set the pattern. At many times in his life, the people around him tried to tell him, you know what, Jesus, you should be served. At one moment in John's gospel, they said, take a crown, you be king. At another moment on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter said, hey, let's just hang out here. You can be next to Elijah and Moses in the Hall of Fame. At another moment, someone said, no, I want to wash your feet. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't come to be served. He came to serve. Because he figured out that psychologists have been struggling to figure out for the last 100 years. He knew it 2,000 years ago. The highest level of the pyramid, the highest level of self-fulfillment, when you help someone else reach their highest level. Help them reach their potential. That's what serving is about. I'm sorry to burst your bubble in my sermon today. I'm sorry about that. It's not about you. And it's not about me. God's Jesus. Let's shine a light on him. Let's flavor everything we can that Jesus offers. And let's serve one another here. Let's pray about that this morning. Dear Jesus, we thank you for that reminder that we should serve others and really shine a light on you and flavor everything that you have to offer. We thank you for how you serve us at peace. You don't just serve. about yourself, but you come to us in communion and in the forgiveness that we have. Shower your love, grace, and mercy upon us. May we follow your pattern at our church. May we go in a different route from the world around us. That we be servant, and therefore show that we are your disciples, your followers. In Jesus' name we pray.